I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Thousands of government troops in Syria are surrounding a city near the country's border with Turkey. Jisr al-Shugr is where the government says 120 security personnel were killed in fighting with what it called armed groups. Many of the city's residents are fleeing the expected assault. Some have crossed into Turkey, which has opened up its border to those wanting to escape. One frightened refugee spoke to the BBC. The man said Jisr al-Shugr is now a city of ghosts. Al Jazeera correspondent Anita McNaught is on the Turkey-Syria border in the Turkish village of Güveci.
What the Syrian media itself have been reporting is that they are intending, planning, and perhaps at the moment executing a massive military crackdown on the town of Jisr al-Shugr. As we've seen refugees come across from that town into this area of Turkey already, it would be reasonable to expect that if there is a massive movement by Syrian security forces onto that town, some of the residents will come here. Have they come yet? The answer, no. There's about 500 of the residents from that town, from that district, already in this part of Turkey. But it's a trickle at the moment. It hasn't turned into a flood.
Have you been able to speak with any of these refugees from Jisr al-Shugr?
I have, but it has to be said with some difficulty because they're a very frightened group. I managed to speak at some length today with two young Syrian men, both who came from that town, one of whom had come a few days earlier, but one of whom had been there right through the weekend, where these events that have prompted this new exodus of Syrians from the northwest to happen. He had seen with his own eyes, because he'd been on the fringes of it and had filmed it, in fact, on his mobile phone, the demonstration, which he said started after Friday and started peacefully, but went downhill very rapidly as the demonstration was first of all surrounded by armored personnel carriers and then by members of the particularly intimidating branch of the security services, the Mukhabarat. He said shortly after that, the Mukhabarat started firing at the protesters. They were firing both from the rooftops and also from the ground, and the situation turned very nasty when the protesters, defending themselves, attacked the members of the security services, managed to get guns and weapons off them, and then what had been an armed attack only in one direction became a two-way battle.
I'm wondering what the Turkish villagers in this village of Güveci are making of these refugees coming across the border from Syria.
Well, there's a huge amount of sympathy here. They know exactly what the Syrians are like to live with because they live next door to them all the time. And also family relationships going back perhaps many generations. Literally, I look across a valley. The fields on one side belong to Syria. The valley is in Turkey. There's a Turkish border post poking out into the landscape. You know, it's very hard, except for a tarmac road, to tell where one country ends and the other begins. The locals here have been providing us with any videos they've managed to get hold of people's cell phones. They're certainly not obstructing us in any way, but it's the Turkish government, I think, that hasn't yet quite decided how to handle what is an increasingly uncomfortable position for itself politically.
Right. Well, indeed, Anita, I was going to ask you, you know, the Turkish government has tried to forge a closer bond with Syria's government in recent years, and the two have been close allies. Where does this crisis leave relations between Turkey and Syria now?
Well, the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, here has been quite forthright in public with Syria. He said, look, I've called my good friend Bashar Assad many times. I've told him he needs to hurry up with these reforms in Syria because this will be the only thing that quietens the situation down. But he's not said that the government in Syria as it stands needs to step aside. What he's also been obliged to restate today is that the border between Turkey and Syria, and it's a border that is very open these days, and he went on Turkish TV today restating that there was no question of the border being closed with the need that the Syrian refugees clearly had. But as the refugees start coming through in increasing numbers, Turkey's political resolve will be tested.
Al Jazeera correspondent Anita McNaught joining us from the Turkish village of Güveci on Turkey's border with Syria. Anita, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure, Marco.